Hello.
Hello, my name is Martha, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Alejandro Ibarra?
Yeah, this is Alejandro.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to know if you're registered to vote in South Texas.
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Well, do you have time to just answer a few questions? It will not take longer than 5 minutes.
All right.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think that you will vote?
No, I will vote.
Okay, thank you. I'm just making sure that I'm speaking to people of all ages. May I have the year that you were born?
1976.
Thank you. Could you please tell me what is your race?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, thank you. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you. And thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for state senate were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
The Republican candidate.
Thank you. I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 100 is a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. Ted Cruz?
100.
100. Thank you. Adam Hinojosa?
Adam Hinojosa, I don't know who he is.
Oh, okay, no problem. I put that you never heard of him. Greg Abbott?
100.
100, thank you. Donald Trump?
100.
100. Morgan LaMantia?
Who?
Morgan LaMantia.
I don't know who that is. Is he a Republican or a Democrat?
Okay, she's a Democrat, I think. I don't remember, but I think Democrat. Joe Biden?
Zero.
Okay, thank you. Will you say you approve or disapprove of the job of Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
I am 100% approved.
It's strongly approved then?
Strongly approve of Greg Abbott's job in Texas.
Thank you. Will you say you approve or disapprove of the job of Morgan LaMantia is doing as state senator?
Who's that?
No problem. I can put that you're unsure. There are no opinions. You don't know her. Thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today, will you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colleen Allred, for whom will you vote?
I would vote for Republican Ted Cruz.
Thanks. Any of the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for whom will you vote?
Republican Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, thank you. Any of the elections for U.S. Senate, for U.S. House, sorry, were held today and the candidates were Republican Myra Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., for whom will you vote?
Myra Flores.
Myra Flores, thank you. And if the elections for Texas State Senate were held today, will you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan LaMantia?
Hinojosa.
Hinojosa, thank you. Now I'm going to read some issues that people say should be priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. And for each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. High priority, medium priority, low priority, or not priority at all for the governor and Texas state legislature. Do you think that issue should be supporting South Texas small businesses should be a high, medium, low priority, or not priority at all?
Priority.
High or medium?
High.
things. Supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers?
Low priority.
Low priority, thank you. Reforming border policy?
High priority.
High priority. Ensuring access to affordable quality healthcare?
High priority.
High priority. Supporting reproductive healthcare choices for women?
What was that, ma'am?
Supporting reproductive healthcare choices for women.
High priority.
High priority, thank you. Thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of the candidates for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community?
No.
You will say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Less likely.
Less likely, thank you. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
Less likely.
Much less?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
Less likely, much less.
Much
likely.
Less. Thank you. A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border?
High.
High. Much more than, much more likely.
Much more, yes.
Thank you. A candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban?
High likely.
Much more than.
Likely.
Okay, thank you. Do you use WhatsApp?
Yes, I do.
Are you part of any WhatsApp groups, or do you use only WhatsApp for direct messages?
Yes, WhatsApp for direct messages.
Okay, great. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. Will you call yourself a strong or not a very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Strong, thank you. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. And can you please tell me what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
4 years of college.
4 years of college, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just the first name?
Alex.
Alex. It will be Alejandro, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you for your time. And are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensating for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your time. We're already done.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Have a great day.